Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Your Pocket Sailing Instructor. I'm Penny. I'm excited to have you with me here today. And today I'm going to jump into something that I do every single year where I sit down and I kind of come up with my plan for my year, some of the things and goals and courses and whatever that I want to complete or things that I want to accomplish during the year, just to kind of help keep my off-season training going and to keep myself engaged in the sailing world and boating world and relevant. And it also helps a lot with my coaching and just, you know, making sure that I can provide my students the best coaching experience out on the boat. So yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about today is kind of what am I looking at for 2023 as far as my training plan? What are some of my goals, some of the things that I'm going to focus on? And also, I'm going to provide you with some ideas of different areas of focus for yourself as well, if this is something that you're also interested in exploring. Hey there, and welcome to Your Pocket Sailing Instructor. I'm Penny Caldwell, and I have been a sailing coach for over 25 years now. I'm here to help you reach your sailing goals, whether you're looking for gear reviews, safety tips, or just some fun sailing stories. This podcast will have it all. Your Pocket Sailing Instructor is an educational and fun podcast about all things sailing. I plan on releasing weekly episodes every Thursday to help you end off your week on a high note. So grab your coffee and join me for your weekly dose of all things sailing. As always, thanks for tuning in and for listening to the episode. If you are finding this content relevant and helpful and you have some other sailors in your life that you think could benefit, please share it with them. Please like and subscribe and all that other good stuff. It really helps me to stay motivated and to keep working on episodes for you guys, which I really enjoy putting together. And also don't forget that at sailnelson.com, I have all kinds of show notes to go with each of these episodes. And I'm also working on creating freebies and extra things for you guys as I go through. So feel free to head over there and check out all of the information there as well. So this week I am digging into my 2023 training plan. So I'm not much of a New Year's resolution type of person, but I do really enjoy taking a look back at the previous year and taking a look forward at some of the things that I want to accomplish in the upcoming year. So I guess it is kind of similar to New Year's resolutions, but I don't put dates or expectations on necessarily on what types of things specifically I want to accomplish, but just kind of a more overall review of, you know, where am I headed? Where do I want to go? How am I going to get there? And just kind of, yeah, a refresh of things. So previously I've talked about in one of my earlier episodes here, episode number 4 was about off-season training and what types of things that you can do in the off-season. So that would be a really good episode to listen to give you some further ideas for this episode as well. And I also did a couple episodes on how to be a prepared skipper, which is episode 28, and how to be a prepared crew, which would be episode 27. So those episodes also talk a little bit about honing your skills, new skills to develop, new things to think about and to look into. And as always, I like to have overlap. So if you're somebody who really enjoys mountain biking, let's say, have a look at your mountain biking training and figure out if there are ways that you can work some of your conditioning in so that maybe when you're out on the boat, you are in a better position to be, moving around the boat and so on because you've done some extra conditioning. Maybe you're doing more climbing, getting your cardio up there and stuff. So there's always ways that our different activities can kind of benefit each other. And so there are some ideas here that you may not think of when you're thinking about sailing specifically, but I try to have a look holistically overall at what I am doing and how it will help to benefit not only myself, but my students as well. Because again, I really love the coaching aspect of things, and that's why I do a lot of this stuff. So So I've kind of come up with three different categories I'm going to talk about here. My first category is personal growth. So these are things that I specifically want to learn to better myself as a sailor or as a boater, or doing maintenance on my boat, whatever the particular category is that I'm looking at. So when I talk about personal growth, I am talking more about where I want to go. Where does Penny want to go this year? What kind of new skills do I want to learn? And so on. Now, a lot of these things, obviously, the more that I know or the more that I can share with my students, then the better resource I am for them as well. So even though I'm talking about personal growth specifically for me, as a coach, everything that I have in my coaching bucket and in my experience overall is really going to help my students. It's going to help them grow as well. So, you know, selfishly, I want to go and learn skill X, but at the end of the day, that skill is probably also going to benefit my students because I'm going to have something new and fun and something that I'm excited about and something that I've learned that I'm probably going to want to share with them. And who knows where that might lead as well. So that's kind of the first category I'm going to talk about, personal growth. The next one is professional growth. So in this case, I am specifically talking about my credentials as an instructor. Are there different certifications that I want to pursue? Is there certain things that I want to upgrade or certain areas of my coaching that I want to focus on a little bit more and become a little bit more engaged with or a bit more knowledgeable about. And also in professional growth, I have a few kind of business related type things. So Sail Nelson, my sailing school, is my side hustle. I work full time as a business analyst for a local college. So a lot of the things that I fit in for the sailing school, including the podcast and my blog posts and all that kind of stuff, I do that after hours outside of my regular 9-to-5 job. But my background is not necessarily in business management or entrepreneurial work. So for me, in the professional growth area, I'm also looking at how I can make Sail Nelson better as a businesswoman, as a business owner. So there's a couple ideas there as well. So that is the second kind of area that I'm going to talk about. And the last one that I'm talking about, I didn't really know what to call this. I've called it ongoing growth, but really what it is here is it's a look back at what I already have in my sailing toolbox, I guess you could call it, some of the skills that I've already acquired or some of the certifications that I've already attained. But, you know, maybe it's something that I haven't looked at or I haven't used in a while. And one of the things that I do every year is I take a look back through some of my previous courses and certifications, and I have a look at what areas should I review. So, for instance, the basic cruising course that I teach every summer, one of the things that I do at the beginning of the year is I reread the basic cruising skills textbook every year. And that's something that one of my mentors mentioned to me once that he does every year. He rereads the textbook. And at first I thought, geez, that's overkill. But, you know, you do learn new things, you do see new things, or you're reminded of things that you might not focus as much time on while you're out on the boat. So it is just a good way to refresh those skills. So the last kind of category that I'm going to talk about is kind of some of the things that I plan on reviewing, renewing, to make sure that I am keeping my skills sharp and that I am all set for this upcoming season. All right, so let's jump into our categories here. So the first one that I'm going to talk about is personal growth. So these are things that for me personally, I have kind of bucket list items that I've wanted to do. And so I've decided 2023 is hopefully the year for me to do it. So one of the first things that I am doing currently, it actually started last week, is I am completing my celestial navigation certification. So I actually took celestial navigation back in like 1998 when I was a teenager. And, you know, at the time I took it because I love everything to do with boating and navigation, and it's just super cool to be able to navigate by the stars and everything like that. But at that point, you know, I was probably not in the right headspace to be learning these concepts, and it just seemed like way beyond me at the time. I was like, what is this like 5,000-year-old guy talking about? He wasn't that old, but anyways, so I did complete the course, but really came out of there scratching my head wondering what the heck is this about. So I didn't get much out of it. And I honestly, at that age, I probably didn't put much into it. I think I was like 18 or 19. So I definitely wasn't at the right space to be learning that course and taking on that information. But I have always wanted to go back to it. And I have always wanted to learn that skill. And I kind of feel that with GPS and everything, some of these courses and some of these skills are starting to I don't want to say disappear, but you know, they're becoming harder to find and harder to learn and to have really good, solid mentors and stuff. So what I've done is I've gone ahead and I've signed up for a celestial navigation course that I am taking every Monday evening. I'm very lucky because I have a local sailor, the Kootenay Lake Sailing Association, a friend of mine who has lended me his sextant. It's a professional grade sextant. It's amazing. And I am really thankful and really excited to play around with that and get some sightings and stuff. But so for me, that's a course that I've always really wanted to take again, a skill that I've always wanted to work on and acquire and just kind of understand a bit better overall. I don't plan necessarily on becoming a celestial navigation instructor. When I think about teaching celestial navigation, it doesn't really fire me up the way I think about other courses that I teach. I get really excited thinking about how I can come up with different ways of coaching something. So for me, this is really just a personal bucket list type thing. But like I mentioned before, it's definitely something that will be added into my own personal toolbox that is going to be interesting for my students as well, because I'm sure I will learn concepts and talk about concepts and things that I've learned in this course that will definitely spill over into my other courses that I teach. So it's going to be fun to go through this process, go through this course, and learn all of those new skills. So that would be the first kind of bucket list item that I'm doing this year as far as personal growth. The next thing that I'm looking at doing is upgrading my first aid certification. So back in the day, I used to be a lifeguard and a ski patroller, and I had a lot of different higher level first aid certifications under my belt. And just over the years, with not working in those areas any longer and only needing kind of a basic first aid course, that's kind of my skills have fallen back a bit, and that has kind of just become my default, is just a basic level course. So for me personally, that's something that I want to look at doing and increasing my skills again, having a good refresher. So I'm looking at taking a longer first aid course than the one that I have. Currently, I only have like a 1 day kind of CPR level C type course. So I'm going to be looking into a 2 or even 3 day course, or even doing some sort of trauma type course, something that is a little more specific and useful for what will be happening on the boat and some of the different scenarios that could potentially happen on the boat. There is a marine first aid course that I have found that I'm looking at, so I might look into doing that one, but that's definitely on my bucket list this year, is to get my personal first aid skills a little bit higher than they have been in the recent past. And then the last thing, excuse me, I still have this COVID cough. God, it just never goes away. Sorry. So the last thing in my personal growth checklist or category that I'm talking about here for me for this year is I would like to complete some online training about creating courses online, which seems ridiculous now that I say it out loud, online course about creating online courses. But anyways, I really enjoy working on my website, and I really enjoy the information and the freedom that I have to put information up on the website. But one of the areas that I find I'm lacking in is a knowledge about how to create some courses online and just put some better online information out there. And I think it's something that I would have a lot of fun with because, again, it kind of brings together the coaching side of things, but it also brings along my personal kind of artistic side, which I love crafting with the kids, and I love doing, you know, painting projects and creating things. And that's one of the things that I enjoy with the website, is creating different things for you guys. Whether it's creating a poster about something or, you know, creating online social media posts, which I'm not super crazy about. I try to make them fun by making them a little more creative. But yeah, I think that creating online courses and just having a better understanding of some of the things that I can do online will be a lot of fun for me as far as personal. And obviously that will definitely bleed into the professional side of things, where I hopefully will be able to create courses for people to receive coaching remotely. So I have a few different ideas of things that I would be interested in creating. But on that note, if you are somebody who has taken courses online, or you're interested in courses online, and you have some ideas of topics and things then that you'd be interested in learning, please do let me know. Feel free to send me an email at sylnelson@outlook.com, because I am curious to know, you know, what types of things people would be interested in learning online, whether it's, you know, knots, maintenance, engine stuff, whatever. But yeah, I'm going to start kind of working on that. So that's kind of, those are my top three personal growth things that I'm going to be working on this year. And then some other ideas that I've come up with too. And these are ideas for you, or, you know, maybe I might tackle a couple of these, but increasing your physical fitness. So again, if you are in better physical condition overall, you'll obviously be healthier and happier, but you'll also be able to move around the boat more comfortably. You'll be able to hoist the sails, douse the sails, whether you're going up and down through the cabin, up to the cockpit, that kind of thing. So just overall better fitness is always beneficial. Another area that I'm looking at is rehabbing an old injury. So I've had a bad shoulder for many years. I'm pretty sure I hurt it back in high school. And it's something that it's never been annoying enough to stop me from doing things. And it's something that I have been able to manage through just changing how I do things. But I do suspect that I probably need rotator cuff surgery. And as I get older, I can't rely on my other muscles and stuff like that to bail me out of different situations. So I'm having a look at, you know, where am I at physically? Where am I headed physically? And, you know, is this something that I should be taking a look at? So that's another area that I'm looking at. Other personal growth things, you know, reading more. I do a lot of reading, but some people don't read as much. Can also include things like, you know, upgrading some of your personal sailing gear. So for me, a few years ago, I decided that my footwear that I was wearing on the boat just really wasn't working for me. And I also designated specific footwear only to be worn on the boat. So I've mentioned before, I'm not a big stickler for, you know, markings on the cabin top and stuff like that. Like if people wear marking shoes that make marks on the boat, we just spend a little bit more time scrubbing them off. So I'm not a big stickler that way, but I did decide that, you know, I should have a pair of Keens that are specifically for use on the boat, so that I'm not walking around on gravel and stuff and getting rocks stuck in them and then wearing them on the boat. So, you know, upgrading some of your personal items could also potentially be an area to look at. That's not so much a growth goal, but just kind of something to look at. Yeah. And the other thing that I'm looking at too would be, taking new people out sailing more often. So one of the things that's interesting, I have quite a few friends who have actually never sailed before. And then I'm like, I own a sailing school, and how have I never taken you out sailing? So that's something that I want to do a little bit more of this year, is just go sailing just for fun, just for myself, just for some friends, go out, float around, have a barbecue, go swimming, whatever. So just a little bit more fun out on the boat will also just add a little bit more to my own personal sailing plan and my own growth around sailing. All right, so my next category here is professional growth. So these are things more specific to me as a coach, and some of the things that I want to complete or attain this year as a sailing coach. So one of the first things I have on my list here is I want to organize and provide two basic cruising instructor courses, or two clinics. So recently I became an instructor evaluator with Sail Canada, which is very excited. It means I'm going to coach other coaches. And so one of the ways that I will be doing that is through providing cruising instructor clinics. So I do have a first clinic already booked for the Kelowna Yacht Club at the end of March, which is very exciting. So if you are in the interior or Vancouver or whatever, and you're thinking of becoming a basic cruising sailing instructor, we would love to have you. And you can definitely look at the BC Sailing website and have a look there. All the registration information is there. It's the Kelowna Yacht Club. So basically, that would be one clinic that I will be running. And then I am hoping to offer another clinic potentially in the fall. And basically just helping to coach other coaches. So that's really exciting to kind of help the next generation, or to help create the next generation of instructors who are going to be, you know, feeding more people into this world of sailing. So that's really exciting stuff. And because I love coaching so much, I love sharing coaching ideas with other people. So I feel that being an IE is a good fit for me. So I'm very excited about that. Another thing that I'm hoping to complete this year, which I started a couple years ago, but then COVID shut down, is I want to complete my navigation instructor certification. So this would be coastal navigation. This is dealing with the charts, which I've mentioned many times, I like to geek out with my charts. So for me, becoming a coastal navigation instructor has always kind of been a goal of mine. So that's something that I want to complete. I have only a few steps left to finish that off, but I'm hoping that this year I can jump into that and add that into my professional toolbox and add that into the other courses and things that I can teach to other people. And then this next one kind of goes along with the personal growth note that I talked a little bit about there, about learning how to create some online courses. But I would like to create two or three online coaching programs for people who are remote learners, who would be interested in learning from me specifically, but who aren't able necessarily to travel to Nelson, or I can't travel to them, or whatever. And even also creating some courses that would be used as review for people who have already taken the basic cruising course, or even the start keelboat course. So day sailing, you know, there's a lot of information in those courses. And then if you don't have a chance to get out and practice and be out on the boat after your course, you know, it's not too hard for that information to become a bit rusty, or you might forget it. So, you know, even myself as a coach, like I said, I reread the basic cruising skills textbook every year. So I've been teaching this course for 25 years and I'm still reviewing things every year. So I can only imagine how difficult it is and what the cognitive overload is for the students, and trying to take all that information in and then expecting to just pull it out of your hat the next time you're heading out on the water. So one of the things that I want to do is create a bunch of free kind of online review type things for people. So boat parts, points of sail, emergency situations, you know, anchoring, just kind of things that they can do to review some of the information that they learned during their course, so that they are ready to get back into their sailing the next season and feel like they have a leg up, or they can use it to prepare themselves for the next course up. Maybe they're looking at becoming a bareboat skipper and they're looking at the kind of the next level of where they want to take their sailing journey. So that would be my goal, to start creating more online things that can reach more people who are not necessarily within my area. And that was my goal with the podcast as well, was to create a platform where I could reach out to people who are not necessarily in BC or in Nelson, are not able to take my courses, but I can at least provide some free information and point you guys in the right direction so that you feel that you're supported in your sailing adventures and stuff. So those are kind of my top three professional growth things that I want to focus on this year. And then some of the extra things, these are kind of, again, things that I just came up with, but, you know, don't fear failure. Sometimes I don't take on a project because I'm worried that I might not do well with it, or I might not finish it. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and so sometimes I get in my own way. So that's something that I want to work on, is not worrying about putting something out there that is going to fail. You know, with the podcast, I recorded my first episode and I thought, well, I don't even know what I'm doing. I had no idea how to edit any of the audio or how to post it online or anything, but I thought, what the heck, I'm going to give this a go. And, you know, here I am, you know, a year later, and I have, I think, 30,000 downloads and all kinds of people emailing. You know, I still don't know how to do a lot of this stuff, but if I had kept, continued to be worried about nobody listening or failing, then this podcast would have never started. So I'm glad that I went ahead and did that. So put that fear aside. I want to stop procrastinating. I'm a procrastinator just like everybody else. I want to be more diligent with my time. So be more aware of how I'm using my time. And then again, just some business type things. I'm not great with keeping on top of some of my business paperwork. So that's a professional growth thing for me, making sure I put some systems in place so that I am able to use my time more efficiently, because I definitely want to spend more time coaching and helping people and less time doing paperwork and all that boring background stuff. So there you go. Those are my professional growth strategies and some of the trainings that I plan on completing and pushing forward this year. So my last section here is kind of the ongoing growth. I've already talked a little bit about how every year I reread the Basic Cruising Skills textbook. So this year I'm going to focus a little bit more on the bareboat chartering and bareboat skipper type of courses that I've taken, and I'm going to be reviewing those course materials. So the intermediate cruising student notes, those are available on the Sail Canada website. I'm going to be reviewing those. I'm going to be rewriting my spinnaker course lesson plans. So I think there's maybe four or five instructors in Canada right now that we are certified to do spinnaker certifications, and I'm one of the instructors. And one of the things that I want to do is go through my courses, my lesson plans and my curriculum, and just brush up on all of that material, make sure it's good to go. And then I'm going to put together an in-person spinnaker clinic. I want to do at least two of those here in Nelson this year. But I also want to create some online information too for people. Again, free lessons and free courses for people to have a look at. So just kind of going back into some of the information and things that I've learned in the past that I haven't really dug into much. I don't get the spinnaker out that often because I'm doing day sailing a lot and I'm teaching people points of sail. So we're tacking and jibing and heading up and bearing away over and over again, doing all kinds of circles. And there's not much time for me to launch the spinnaker. And usually when I'm doing spinnaker, if I'm racing, I'm on somebody else's boat. So they've rigged everything up and it's ready to go. And I'm usually just just trimming the sheet and, you know, handling the guy or whatever. So actually flying the spinnaker is totally fine for me, as well as hoisting and dousing. But then there's a lot of in-between pieces that I want to have a review of and just dig into those a little bit more. So that's one of my kind of ongoing growth goals. And then another thing that I do, which won't surprise those of you who know how often I talk about how I'm a geek, but for every course that I teach, I create a binder. So I have a binder with my lesson plans, evaluations, exams, teaching aids. So I kind of organize everything. So when I'm going to teach a course, I can grab my binder. I've got all my goodies in there and I'm ready to go. But over the years, with all the different courses that I've taken and all the different things that I offer, some of my binders have got a little bit messy. A lot of that information has actually moved online, and I might look at trying to transfer even more of it online. And instead of having a in-person hard binder, I might have an online Google folder or something where everything is stored. And then I'm looking at having a tablet with me on the boat so I can use a tablet instead of paper. You know, all these little things that I'm just kind of looking at reviewing, repurposing, renewing, making them a little bit better, a little bit more environmentally friendly, and also just easier for the students out on the boat as well. So those are some kind of growth areas that I'm looking at. As far as other things that people can do for ongoing growth, one of the things that I love is, you know, have a look at your charts. You know, you've been sailing in the same area most likely for quite a while, but how often do you actually sit down with your chart and have a good look at the chart? One of the things I talk about in my prepared skipper episode, I believe, is basically when I am looking at creating a trip plan and I'm heading off to a new anchorage, one of the things that I'll do is I will actually take my chart and I will take some paper. I usually use wet notes, and I will draw out the contour lines and I will recreate that part of the chart in my notebook. And there's really no better way to get down to the nitty-gritty details than to have to sketch out an area that you have been looking at. So that's a really great way to get the details right and to have a really good close-up inspection of where you're going and what potential hazards are in the area. So definitely, you know, just review your charts, have fun with those. Owner's manuals are another thing that you can reread. So, you know, again, when the shit hits the fan, you don't want to be trying to thumb through your motor maintenance manual to figure out, you know, what do you do if your, I don't know, water fuel separator housing cracks. No idea. So something like that you would not expect to happen, it happens. And now you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, okay, what do I do? Where do I find the information? So just going through your owner's manuals every once in a while, having a look at, you know, even just understanding how the manual is laid out and making sure that you're familiar with how to thumb through it and find the information that you need. That's definitely something that is not too time consuming, but it's a good way to brush up on that material to keep it relevant and to kind of prepare yourself for any potential issues down the road. So kind of an ongoing upgrade of your knowledge, and pretty easy to do. Grab yourself a glass of wine and away you go. All right, so this episode is a bit longer than I normally do, but I wanted to get all that information in there. So thanks for sticking with me. I'm going to end it here, and I am very much looking forward to chatting with you guys next week. Don't forget to send along if you have any online course ideas. I'm calling them courses, but really, you know, could be quizzes or videos or whatever. Just, you know, some fun ideas of creative online things that you're looking for or that you're interested in. Please do let me know. Head over to sailnelson.com to leave me a note, and I'll see you guys next week.